Aerial warfare. Blue sky thinking. Planes can be launched from land and sea. Why not from the air as well?
Aircraft carriers are juicy targets. They are also increasingly vulnerable ones. Like medieval castles in the age of the cannon, technological advance threatens to make them redundant. Satellites and over-the-horizon radars mean pinpointing their locations is easier, and a single well-aimed, well-armed missile may be enough to render a carrier useless, even if one shot does not sink it outright. American naval planners are particularly worried about China's DF-26. This weapon, which came into service in 2018, is a so-called maneuvering ballistic missile, meaning it can vary its final approach path rather than being subject solely to the laws of gravity, that has been dubbed a carrier killer. The DF-26 can be launched from a lorry and can carry either a conventional or a nuclear warhead. This threat is fearsome enough to keep American carriers at least 1,600 kilometres from China's coast, reckons Brian Clark, a naval strategist at the Hudson Institute think tank. That is much farther than the range of a carrier's warplanes, unless they can be refueled in flight. America's Department of Defense is therefore looking for a workaround. One back-to-the-future idea being tested, it dates originally from 1917, is to turn a suitable plane into an aerial aircraft carrier capable of launching and recovering uncrewed drones in flight. This would allow seaborne carriers to be kept well out of harm's way. To that end, DARPA, the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency, is running a program called Gremlins, a name that also applies to the individual drones themselves. A Gremlin drone weighs 680 kilograms and has a wingspan of nearly 3.5 meters. Once it has been dropped, deployed its wings, and fired up its turbofan engine, it can fly to an area up to 500 kilometers away and, in the words of Scott Wisbanowski, the Gremlin program's head, go in and create havoc. That done, it would then return to its aerial mothership. Gremlins would operate in fleets under ultimate human control. In this, they are similar to the loyal wingman idea of drone squadrons accompanying a crewed fighter aircraft into battle. Loyal wingmen, however, would take off from and land on terra firma, or possibly a conventional naval aircraft carrier. Operational gremlins need never touch the ground.